I read 1 Thessalonians 4:7. There's another important aspect for this kingly priesthood. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. It shows that we are not just called to believe in Jesus. We're called for holiness. And that's what the Lord saved us for. And we live in this holiness because He is holy. And the goal of this sanctification is when I'm being sanctified is a holy priesthood. Yeah, this is the goal that God has. When we can see this priesthood, this holy priesthood, God is so interested in them. It's His special thing that He owns. Did you notice that no other person in the Bible where God has such clear descriptions? He talks about their marriage, how they should live, whom they can marry, how their hair is, what they shall wear, what they shall drink, eat, their environment, what they do, what they own. they own nothing but just the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, they really have the Lord as their inheritance. And how they worship. Everything is prescribed. It's His special treasure. And He has is very interested. And you pay a lot of attention for what is precious to you. That nothing makes it unclean. It's in His heart. Everything in their life is of interest to God and is prescribed by God. That's the goal. Yeah, to be His special treasure. And everything will be tested by God. If it doesn't fit what the priest says, does, then he's unclean and he has to stop serving. We all want to serve, but we have to pay attention to this holy priesthood if we want to serve Him. Yeah. We have to be Levites have to learn that from the beginning. They had to, where Moses drew a line, who is on the Lord's side should come to this side. And the sanctification started. They had to be separated, and this is what has to happen in our life. What I talked about, I had an experience with Esther when I met her in the beginning. There were meetings in different locations, and then the question was, Where do I go? Would I go where Esther is or where the Lord leads me? But quickly, the priestly service stops and the idol service starts. Do I want to be sanctified or why am I here? The Lord is so jealous. And He's also called the jealous one in Exodus. Even the Spirit it's His special treasure. He pays such attention to it. It's like the bride and bridegroom. when the bride starts talking to many other men, the bridegroom is going to be pay attention. And he's like, what's happening here? He cannot just sit by and see it. That's how the Lord is with the person. Sometimes I'm so not sensitive to it, but the Lord is so jealous. He wants to have a holy priesthood. And all unholy things he cannot accept. He will not accept. And is not being sensitive to it. And unfortunately, we can develop this, especially in Malachi, when you read it. The priests, in the end, they keep asking the Lord. The Lord is so jealous, and he sees everything, and they ask the Lord so many things. What are we talking against you? How do we rob you? Why should we repent? How do we make you tired? How do we disrespect your name? Do we even bother? How many questions there are? And the Lord is so jealous. And that's the danger when we have been priests for a long time. In Malachi, the priesthood wasn't like yesterday, but it has been there for hundreds of years. And suddenly you lose the sense of it. And God is so jealous, and he wants to gain his goal. And this sanctification is how we need. And that's why it says, pursue holiness, without no one will see the Lord. Otherwise, there's no chance. If we don't pursue holiness until the last day, until the day of his return, then the priestly service is not for us. That's what we have to see when we are here in Zion. We have to pursue. We have to give everything. Because the Lord gave everything for this field, for this treasure in the field. He sold everything. And that's what he wants from this priesthood, that they're sanctified like this, because they will get everything. This sanctification, may the Lord save us, oh Lord Jesus, that we can see the heart of the Lord. In Judges 10:14, he says, go and call upon the idols. Often idols come in my cell phone, my video. I have to learn to draw a line. Otherwise, the Lord says, because the idols destroy the priestly service. Let your idols save you. And then, be saved by your cell phone. If you keep wanting to come to your video, then call upon your cell phone to save you. The Lord really is so jealous and wants us to be absolute. That we don't prefer anything else, then we learn to obey and go on. And one wonderful promise, if we pursue the holiness, when we say, Lord, what do I have in my heart? Am I keeping my work, my cell phone, whatever? Worth something too much? Where do I have to draw a line? And say, Lord, I have to come back to your sight. And then the Lord will give us a promise. We read that. That's what David, when he brought the Ark of the Covenant back, Uzzah touched it. The the oxen had a problem and Uzzah touched it. And when he did it correctly in 1 Chronicles 15, in verse 12, the Lord said, he said to them, you are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place I have prepared for it. If we want the Lord to move, then his call is to sanctify us, ourselves. And 14, so the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. We sanctify ourselves, and then the Lord in 26 did. And so it was when God helped the Levites. The first time God didn't help them, everything collapsed. And even in the end, there was death. But when they sanctified themselves, then God helped them. He stood with them. And this promise we always have. Another one I want to read to you in Leviticus 20, verse 7 and 8. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. And how does it continue? And you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. That's what happens after. We sanctify ourselves, and then we notice how the Lord works in us, how he gives us the nature of God. And we say, Lord, I hate unholiness, and how many things make me lukewarm. The Lord will vomit it out, but when I turn fully to you, then it's the Lord who sanctifies us. And we can see this in many places in the Word. Yeah, work out your own salvation. But God is who works both in you. And in Thessalonians, the last part, he says, 1 Thessalonians 5:15. And things where we have to sanctify ourselves. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourself and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, do not quench the spirit, test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. And what happens then? And then in 23 it says, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And that's what we can look upon. He wants to bring us to this goal. But it's our partaking needed to pursue holiness. The signs of time show us that the holiness becomes more and more precious, that we can make it to the goal. That's why it's important to pursue even more. When we see the signs of the times, we have to ask ourselves, what do we have to do to prepare? Otherwise, the signs of the times are not helpful. How do we prepare? And our reaction should be, we should ask the Lord, what's your plan? What is God's unchangeable purpose for my preparation? If we know the Lord is coming back soon, we have to ask him, what's your plan for my preparation? What is God's unchangeable purpose? If we pass by this plan of God, then we won't be properly prepared for the Lord's coming back. God has a plan, and we should follow it for his the preparation of his coming. Imagine, Sophia, you have a math test, and the whole week you learn biology from beginning to the end. You learn biology, and then the test comes. What kind of grade will you get? 6+. You learned the wrong thing. The test came, but you learned the wrong thing. And many years I worked at the university. In the end of every semester, there was the big test. Every time, the students want to know what is going to be in the test. What do I need to study? They want to know every time. That's the standard question. Because they want to all prepare for the test. And when we see that the coming of the Lord is so close, we have to ask ourselves, what should we do? We have to see what is God's unchangeable purpose. And his unchangeable plan in the Old Covenant and in the New Covenant is the kingdom of priests. There's so many Christian works. So many people do any Christian works. Yeah, charity work. So many works. But is that God's unchangeable purpose? Even before there was the Ten Commandments, God said, I want to make you a kingdom of priests. And until the end of, in Revelation, he says the same thing. In Revelation 1, you have been saved, not for a good. And you think I did such good Christian work. In Revelation 1, he saved us through his blood to make us a kingdom of priests for a God and Father. In the end, we invest so much time and energy into a work that does not comply with the unchangeable plan of God. And then the exam is happening, and what grade will you get? It's better if we can see it today. The Lord shows us in his word what's his unchangeable plan. That we obey and keep going this way to be prepared. The only simple thing that he asks of us is to obey and to say amen to his way and take his unchangeable way. And then when the Lord comes, we can walk towards him in a confidence. Thank you, Lord.